Today's Daf Shavua Shir in Yerushalmi Brachas is dedicated to the memory of Dora Bas Rivka Silver, Aleha Shalom. It begins in the Oz Vahar edition on Daf Chaf Ches Amid Beis, with the Gemara following the Mishnah. In the Vilna edition, it is on the bottom of Daf Yud Ches Amid Aleph. In the last Shir, we had learned the new Mishnah, Halacha Zayin, where Rabbi Gamliel had washed himself in warm water, as the Charedim and the Bnei Moshe explained, on the first night following his wife's death. And this is referred to by the Rosh Cirillo in the right-hand column at the bottom of the Amud. Says the Rosh Cirillo, Rochetz Leila Rishon Shel Yimei Evloi Shemesa Ishtei B'Yoyim V'Nikbara. His wife died during the day and she was buried. Ubalaila shel achrav rochatz. And the evening following his wife's kvura, he washed himself. Va'afal pi shavel aser lirchatz kol shiva k'nisim gemora. Even though, as we find in the Gemara, an aval is prohibited from washing himself the entire shiva, and yet Rabbi Gamliel washed himself. Amru lai talmidav, we learned in the Mishnah, li maratanu rabbeinu sha'aval asr lirchaitz. So the Maratzchias in Brachas, in the Bavli, on Daf Tez Zayin Amid Beis, tells us that from this Mishnah, we learn a halacha, which the Rambam in Hilchas Talmud Torah, Perek Hei, Halacha Dalit, states, that if students see that their teacher, their Rebbe, is transgressing a halach of the Torah, the proper way to question him is not to say, Rebbe, you're doing something wrong, but rather to say, as the Talmidim of Rabbi Gamliel did in this Mishnah, that they said to him, Limaratanu Rabbeinu, you, our master, taught us that Ovel is Osir Lirchaitz, and he'll understand by himself that the action that he was doing is going against what he himself had taught. And on this, Rav Gamliel had responded that I am not like other people because I'm an itzdenis. And we had seen two pshatim in the Charedim. Either the pshat in itzdenis is that I suffer from cold and therefore I need warm water, and therefore I'm not taking the warm water because of pleasure, which the Chachamim prohibited, but rather I'm taking it to prevent pain. Or another pshat in itzdenis is that I'm pedantic, and I'm very sensitive to not washing myself, and therefore I require constant washing of myself, because I'm a itzdenis, I'm a pedantic person. And again, it's not for pleasure, but rather to prevent pain, and that is what Chazal permitted. Before we begin the actual Gemara, let us make a short hakdama based on the sugya in the Bavli Brachas of Tez Zayin Amid Beis, and this will help us understand the following Gemara in the Yerushalmi. In the Bavli, after the Mishnah, we find that the Gemara says, my time of the Rabbi Gamliel, what's the reason of Rabbi Gamliel? Why did he permit himself to wash on the night following his loss of his wife? Kasavar aninus laila de Rabbanon, ubemakam itzdenis legazur be Rabbanon. Because Rabbi Gamliel was of the opinion that aninus at night following the kfura is only midrabbanon, and the rabbanon were not gozer for an itzdenis. In other words, as we see there in Rashi, on the third line in the left-hand column, kesavar aninus laila derabbanon va'afal pi shehayo leil yom misa, even though it was the night following the death of his wife, uksiva aninus baraisa, we find the concept of aninus when a person loses a close relative. Certainly until the kvura, until the burial takes place, the surviving relative is referred to as an onen. And we find the concept of anina, says Rashi in the Torah, d'chsiv, lo echalti b'ani mimenu. We find in Parsha Ki Savo that the person says that I did not do an avera by eating the miser in a state of aninus. An onen is prohibited in kachim, he's prohibited in Meiser Sheni, he's not allowed to drink wine or eat meat. So he's proclaiming there in Parsha Kesavoy that I did not eat the Meiser in a state of aninus. And then Rashi continues, Kesavarim Gamliel, Ein Laila Shel Achrov Im Hayoim El Midrabanan. The night following the day of aninus is only Midrabanan Huk. And then Rashi adds, Kishar Yemei Avel. It's like the other days of Avelis, like the Shiva, the seventh day of Avelis. V'gabi Yitznas, like Ozer Rabbanan. And by Yitznas, the Rabbanan were not Geyser. Pluktayu to Tanoi, Bezvachim, Badninis Laila, Imidaraisim, and Rabbanan. It's a machlokus in Zvachim, and of Tzadik Tesamud Beis, whether the night following the Kfura, that night, whether it's Aninis Midaraisa, or it's only Midarabbanan. Now, from Rashi, we see an important yisod that if we say the aninus is only Midrabanan, then it becomes part and parcel of the 7 days of Avelis, of the Shiva. And if we look here in the Yerushalmi, on Daf Chav Tesamid Aleph, the third line, Hadod de Tamer, Rabbi Gamliel, who was makel on himself to wash, what was his rationale? The Berechitza Shel Tainug. When did Chachamim prohibit Rechitza during the 7 days of Shiva? That was only washing for pleasure. Avel Berechitza Shel Einah Shel Tainug Mutter. But washing, which is not for pleasure, which is to prevent pain, as we explained, either because he was cold or he was pedantic, he wasn't doing it for pleasure, but to alleviate discomfort, that is mutter. Since the whole aninus is only midrabbanan, so the rabbanan said, we're not goyzer if it's not a rechitza shel tainug. So it comes out that if we would hold aninus of the night is the raisa, then there would not be a heter. Then Rabbi Gamliel would not have been permitted, even as an itzdenus, to wash himself. And in fact, it's only at night that Rabbi Gamliel's shita was, it's the Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan were makel by a rechitza, which is not shel tainug. But for example, during the daytime, until the night, even though it's after the kvura, his wife was buried during the day, following that until night, Rabbi Gamliel also would not have washed himself, because that period, midaraisa, would be considered aninus, and it would be prohibited to wash midaraisa. However, since at night Rabbi Gamliel was of the opinion, like the Man D'Yomer in Zvachim, that aninus laila is only the Rabbanan, so the Rabbanan were makel when it's a rechitza, which is not shel tainug. Tosfos in the Bavli, Divrei HaMashal, aninus laila the Rabbanan, asks a fundamental question. Says Tosfos, the third Tosfos on the Yomer, Dvim Taimer, Varei Oinen Nami Einen Noeg Ela B'Meiser, Aval Inyan Rechitza, the Avelus, the Rabbanan who? Tosfos asks, why do we have to say that Rabbi Gamliel held that as the Gemara states Beferish in the Bavli, that aninus laila is only the Rabbanan? As we explained from Rashi, it becomes part of the Shiva, it becomes Avelis, and the Rabbanan were matar rechitza sheni l'shel tainug. We really could say aninus laila is deraisa, Rabbi Gamliel would hold, like that Man D'Yomer in Zvachim. Except the whole Isser of Rechitza is only an injunction from the Rabbanan. So the Rabbanan said, if it's not a Rechitza Shel Tainug, it's Mutter. What's the Gemara's proof in the Bavli that he had to hold that Aninus Laila is the Rabbanan? So asked Tosfos. Tosfos gives a beautiful answer. Yesh Loimer. The E Isa David Derais Gabi Meiser. If concerning Meiser, Loichalti Boini, which Rashi quoted, that din would be a din deraisa. So gabi shar dvorim derabbanan nami havalon lemigzer dechol de tikkun rabbanan kein deraisa tikkun. So Rashi Tosfos makes a distinction between whether the aninus is deraisa and the rechitza is derabbanan, or whether the whole aninus is derabbanan. If the aninus would be deraisa, and it would only be that the rechitz is the rabbanan, so then whatever the rabbanan do, they always copy the deraisa. Called the tikkun rabbanan, kein deraisa tikkun. If midaraisa, he's usher to eat the meiser at night, because we're going like the Man D'Yomer that aninus leil rishon is deraisa, so then when the rabbanan are making a new gzera of rechitza, they would copy the din deraisa, and therefore the person would be usher without any heter of rechitza, which is not shel tainug, shall be mutter. Because since Midaraisa, there would not be that heter, so the Rabbanu would be misakin the same thing. But therefore, the Gemara says, no, it has to be the Ram Gamliel holds that the whole aninus at night is only the Rabbanon. It's not just that the Gzeira of Rechitz is the Rabbanon, but the whole aninus is only the Rabbanon. If the whole aninus is the Rabbanon, everything is the Rabbanon, and therefore the Rabbanon could say that in the case where it's not a Rechitz or Shaltanig, we permit it. This is the background for the heter that Rabbi Gamliel gave himself as an itzdanis to wash with warm water the night following the death of his wife. And now we are ready to go with the actual text of the Gemara. Begins the Gemara. Man Tana Ovel Aser Brechitza Kol Shiva. Who is the Tana that holds that an Ovel is prohibited to wash himself during all the 7 days of Shiva? Now, where do we see from our Mishnah that there is such a Tana that holds that Rechitz is Aser the whole Shiva? But according to the way we brought Rashi in the Bavli in Brachas of Tezayin Amid Beis, the Gemara fits in very well. Because as we explained, Rabbi Gamliel was makel on himself to wash himself the first night because he was an itzdanis, because the aninis at night is the Rabbanon. And as Rashi learned there in Brachas, that the aninis of night becomes part of the regular Shiva of Avelus. Avelus and Aninus have different dinim. So once we're saying that he's not an oinen midaraisa, the whole Aninus is only the Rabbanon, and that Aninus, the Rabbanon, becomes part of the halachas of Shiva of Avelus. So we see that an oval is Aser Berechitza, and that's why Rabbi Gamliel was Makel, because it's only Aser Berechitza Shaltainug, and he was an itzdanis. So that's why the Gemara asks very well. We see from the Stam Mishnah here that an oval is Aser in Rechitza during the entire Shiva. There are various ways to learn our Gemara here, and we will follow throughout the whole sugya in the derech of the Charedim. The Charedim learns that the Gemara's issue here is on the whole Isser of Rechitza during Shiva, whether it is Aser or not. The Charedim brings down that there's a brisa which states that Rav Nosson prohibits Rechitza during Shiva, which is our minig, and yet the Rabbanim pligi allow, this is in the first Charedim on the Gemara here, the Rabbanim pligi allow isharu ovel b'Rechitza kol Shiva, the Rabbanim permit it. So if we see that our Mishnah is following the Shita, that ovel is aser b'Rechitza kol Shiva, the Gemara wonders who is that Tana, and the Gemara answers Rav Nosson. Rav Nosson is the one who disagrees with the Rabbanan, and he holds Ovel is Aser Berechitza Kol Shiva, and Rav Gamliel was going in the opinion of Rav Nosson. The Gemara relates a story that Rav Ami Havalei Uvda, and the Charedim says that Uvda means he was an Ovel. It happened, an incident happened to Rav Ami where he was in Avelis, Vishol Rav Chiya Bar Bo, and he asked the Shaila Rav Chiya Bar Bo, the way the Charedim learns the sugi, he's asking him, am I permitted or am I prohibited to wash myself during the Shiva? V'ho relay kol Shiva k'Rav Nosson, and Rav Chiya Bar Bo paskind that you are prohibited to wash during the entire Shiva, like Rav Nosson, and not like the Chacham who permitted. The Gemara relates another similar story. Rav Yosi Havalei Uvda, he too was an Ovel. Vishol L'Rabba Bar Koyin, the Girsa of the Charedim is L'Rab Abba Bar Koyin. L'Gabe Rav Acha, and Rav Abba Bar Koyin was standing next to Rav Acha when the Shiloh was asked by Rav Yosi of Rav Abba, am I usher to wash myself during Shiva or not? Omar Lei, so Rav Abba Bar Koyin responded to Rav Yosi, according to the Charedim, Loi Kein Alfach, and the Girsa here of the Charedim is Loi Kein Alfon Rebbe. Didn't you teach us the following? And the Charedim tells us that really Rav Abba Bar Koyin was a contemporary, he was a friend of Rabbi Yossi, but he wanted to treat him b'derech kavod, that's why he referred to him as Rebbe, and he was saying to Rabbi Yossi, didn't you teach us? And really Rav Abba Bar Koyin had heard this from someone else, But he was attributing it to Rabbi Yossi, and he was saying, didn't you teach us, Rebbe, the following? That Rav Ami havel ovda, Rav Ami had an incident of avelus, vishol Resh Lakish, and he asked Resh Lakish, v'hoiru like Rav Nosson kol shiva, and Resh Lakish paskind also like Rav Nosson, that a ovel is also bruchitza kol shiva. Now you'll notice, at the beginning of the Gemara, it was Rav Ami also who had a ovda, and he asked Rav Chiya bar Bo. When Rav Abba Bar Koyin is relating it over, he's saying that Rav Ami went and asked the Shiloh to Resh Lakish, but the Psak was equal in both cases. But there's a little discrepancy, it would seem here, who he asked the Shiloh to. Did Rav Ami ask Rav Chiya bar Bo, or did he ask Resh Lakish? So in fact, the way the Charedim learns, Rabbi Yossi was aware of this Psak, but he had heard this Psak only in the name of Rabbi Chiya bar Bo. And he didn't want to rely on one Gadol's Psak to be machmer like Rabbi Nosson. The Charedim, by the way, tells us what was the original Shiloh of Rabbi Ami when he asked the Shiloh of Rabbi Chiya bar Bo in Divri Amaskel Vishal. So says the Charedim, the Shiloh was Ishori Berechitza. Is an oval permitted during Shiva and Rechitza, the Yachid V'Rab Malach K'Rabim, because we have a machlokes between Rab Nosson and the Chachamim, so we will always pass like the majority, like the Chachamim, that it's Mutter, Oi, Osir Kistam Masnisen, since we explained our Mishnah, the case of Rabban Gamliel Itzdenes, is going according to the Tana, who holds that normally, if you're not an Itzdenes, an oval is Osir Berechitza Kol Shiva. So maybe we should paskin like the Stam Mishnah, which is like Rav Nosson, to be machmer. That was the suffix of Rav Ami. Should we be maker like the Rabban and Yachid V'Rab Malach K'Rabim, or should we be machmer like Rav Nosson because of our Stam Mishnah? So the Charedim learns that Rav Yossi knew that Rav Chiya bar Bo had paskin l'chumer like Rav Nosson, but Rav Yossi was hesitant to follow this psak. It was only the psak of one gadol paskin like a das yochid. But now that he heard that Rav Abba Bar Koyin also had the same psak, but he didn't have it from Rav Chiya bar Bo. He had the psak from Resh Lakish. So now what does Rav Yossi say to Rav Abba Bar Koyin? Omar le dilma train of din inan. Maybe in fact there were two separate incidents, means that Rav Ami asked his Shiloh to two Gedolim. He asked it both of Rav Chiya bar Bo, and he asked it also of Resh Lakish. So Anan Amrin Lei, the way I heard the tradition of this incident when Rav Ami asked his Shiloh, I heard it al Rav Chiya bar Bo, that he asked the Shiloh from Rav Chiya bar Bo. V'atun, and you, Rav Abba Bar Koyin, Amrin Lei al Resh Lakish. You heard it from Resh Lakish, the Psak. So the Charedim says that maybe both are true. Let's see the Charedim inside Divri Amaskel Omar Lei, which is four lines before it gets wide. Amrin Lei Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Abba, Vadei Royli Lahachmir. Now that I hear that it's from two Gedolim, the Psak, then I should be Machmir like Rabbi Nosson. Afo Pishach Chachamim Cholkin al Rabbi Nosson, and Rabbi Nosson is a minority view. Why? Chodah, first of all, the Shema HaKoyel Emes. Maybe both stories are true. Masha Shomata Sheravami Shol Resh Lakish. Umasha Shomanu Anachnu, that which we heard, Sheravami Shol Rav Chiya bar Abba, both incidents happened. He asked the Psak of two Gedolim. The Kivan Sheshne Maisim Haim. Shehoiru Shne Gedolim Yesh LaHachmer. It could be even maybe it was two separate Avelis. So one Avelis he asked the Resh Lakish, and the other Avelis he asked Rav Chiya bar Bo. But Lemaise, he had Rav Ami a Psak from two Gedolim. Oh, if two Gedolim are passing like Rav Nosson, says Rav Yossi, now it makes sense to be Macher. But Mikara, before I heard what you're saying, Rav Abba Bar Koyin, in the name of Resh Lakish, Lo Yisi Yedei Ela Maisa Echad, I only knew the Psak from Rav Chiya bar Abba, Lo Yisi Machzik Ador V'Lachmiroi. I wasn't ready to be Machmer if only one Gadol Paskin like Rav Nosson. But now that there are two Gadolim Paskin like Rav Nosson, then it's Roy, it's proper to be Machmer and not to wash during the Shiva. And now the Gemara continues, V'Oid Min Hadah. we can also justify the fact that we're going to Paschal like Rav Nosson from the following. Because Rav Chama avuyed Rav Oishia. Rav Chama, the father of Rav Oishia, Havalei Uvda. He also had an incident of Avelis. Shaul Rabbanan. He asked the Rabbanan, Vasrin. And the Rabbanan also assured. And therefore, it makes sense to be machmer like Rav Nosson. On this, the Charedim says in Divrei Maschil, Void Min Adah, that this is not Rav Yossi as he was discussing the matter with Rav Abba Bar Koyin. And he was telling him, okay, I knew about one psak from Rav Chiya Bar Bo, but I didn't know the other psak of Rish Lakish. This additional source that the Rabbanan paskened like Rav Nosson, this the Gemara is saying, as the Charedim tells us, Talmudic Karmar Lo, Veloy Rav Yossi, the E Yodazeh Mashol. And as we see that Rav Yossi, when it came to two psakim, he thought it's correct to be machmer. So if he knew that the Rabbanan paskened like Rav Nosson as well, then what was his shaila to Rav Abba Bar Koyin? He knew the way the Charedim's learning that Rav Chiya Bar Bo paskened l'chumra, and he knew the Rabbanan paskened l'chumra, so what's his shaila? The answer is he didn't know at that time of the Rabbanan. He only knew of Rav Chiya Bar Bo. Rav Abba Bar Koyin told him that Rish Lakish also paskened like Rav Nosson. And later, says the Charedim, he found out that the Rabbanan paskened like Rav Nosson as well. So certainly it's an inyan to be machmer. Ela Talmudikomer, va'oid, neschazik Rav Yossi l'achmer. Rav Yossi strengthened himself, although initially he hesitated, but at the end he strengthened himself to be machmer. Sheshama acharkach, after this whole incident with the shaila that he asked Rav Abba Bar Koyin. Afterwards, he heard from others, he heard from others that which Rav Chama, the father of Oishia, had an incident, and he asked the Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan answered. So at the end of the day, after he heard from Rav Chiya Bar Bo's psak, and he heard Rish Lakish's pshat from Rav Abba Bar Koyin, and finally he heard that the Rabbanan were machmer, then Rav Yossi felt that this is a solid psak l'chumra based on all these sources. This is how the Charedim learns up this entire sugya. Continues the Gemara. Rabbi Yossi boy, Rabbi Yossi had a question. Eilin Rabbanan, which Rabbanan did Rab Chama ask his question to? And they were the ones who assured, like Rab Nosson. And the Charedim explains, because he heard certain people were saying that the Rab Chama asks the Gedolim amongst whom he lived, which was in the north of Eretz Yisrael. But then he also heard that Rav Chama had asked the Chachmei Hadorim, those from the south of Eretz Yisrael, and he wanted to say things b'shem Amram. Kol Omer Dover b'shem Amram, mevi gul olam. There's an inyan to say something in the name of the person that you heard it from. So he's asking a question. Who exactly did Rav Chama ask his question to? The Chacham of the Tzofen or the Chacham of the Dor? Rabbanan de Hocha? Is it the Rabbanan in the area, as the Charedim explains, where the Bnei HaYerushalmi were living, which was in Tveria, in Tzipori, Golil HaElyon, the Upper Galilee, Vahatachton, the Lower Galilee? So was that the ones he asked? Or was it the Rabbanan the Roimia, or was it the Rabbanan of Dorom? As the Charedim brings down, that we have a Gemara in Zvachim of Chav Beis Omid Beis, Ziknei HaDorom Omrim. Besides the Gedolim that lived to the north of Eretz Yisrael, in the Galilee, in the Golil, there were also, south of that, there were also other Gedolim, the Ziknei HaDorom. So who did he ask Yishailahu? So then Rabbi Yossi said, I have two proofs that he must have asked the Shaila to the Chachamim in the north where Rab Chama lived. Because in Tamer, that's like Im Tamer, if you'll say Rabbanan Dehocha, that he asked the Rabbanan in our locale here in the north, in the area of Golil HaElyon, Golil HaTachton, Tver, Yitzipori, in those locations, Nicha, then everything works out fine. But in Tamar, if you're going to say Rabbanan Deroimia, that he asked the Rabbanim of Dorim, the Ziknei Adorim, so I don't understand. Rav Revaya Kumoi, who are the bigger Gedolim, as the Charedim says, Divya Maskel Rav Ravaya B'Medinasai, that was the Girsa of the Charedim. He has Gedolim right here, the greater Gedolim. Four lines from the bottom says the Charedim, Sheheim Hoyu Chachamim Yoyser Gedolim Mezikne Adorim. It was known that they were greater Chachamim than the Zikanim of the Dorim. So he's living amongst the greater Gedolim, and Vehu Shaul is a Raya. He's going to ask the lesser Gedolim. He's going to travel to the south to ask those Gedolim who are lesser. That doesn't make sense. It must be he asked the Gedolim of the location in the north where he lived. In Tamar, Rabbanan D'Ramiya, if you're going to say, I have another proof, if you're going to say that the ones who assered on Rav Chama, who paskin like Rav Nosson, were the Rabbanan, the Ziknei HaDorim, so then I have a contradiction in the Ziknei HaDorim, in Sharyan, in Asrin. I have a place where I see that they permitted an oval to wash during the Shiva, and then I have this psak that they gave Rav Chama that it's Asr. The Tani, we learned, in a place where the minig is to wash after the kfura of the mitah. In other words, the way the Charedim learns, those who have a minig to wash the entire shiva marchitzen, they can follow that minig. Ubedora marchitzen. And in the south of Eretz Yisrael, in fact, they used to wash after the kfura, during the shiva. They were not makbid. They paskened like the Rabbanan Lekula, that there's no Isser Rechitza during Shiva. The other places were Machmer, that during Shiva they did not wash themselves. So now, if you're going to tell me that the Rabbonin who Paskin the Shaila to Rab Chama were the Gedolim of the south, it'll come out of Stira in the Ziknei HaDorim. Because as the Charedim says, if in the Dorim they were noeg to wash during Shiva, then it must be they did it al pi the psak of the Ziknei HaDorim, and that's why the people in Dorim followed that psak. But if so, it'll be a contradiction in the Ziknei HaDorim. Here they asur on Rav Chama, and here we see that in Dorim they followed the psak of the Ziknei HaDorim to be mekel. So it must be that Rav Chama didn't ask the shaila to the Ziknei HaDorim. He asked the shaila to the Zikanim of the Tzofen, where the Bnei Yerushalmi lived. Those who wrote the Yerushalmi lived in that area. So it comes out, in fact, in this shaila, the machloikis between the Rabbanan and Rav Nosson, we have a machloikis how to paskin between the Ziknei of the Tzofen, who paskin lahachmer like Rav Nosson, as they told Rav Chama the Psak, and the Ziknei HaDorim, who we find in a brisa that the Bnei Dorim followed the Psak of the Ziknei HaDorim to be Mekel. Continues the Gemara on the top of the Chof Tesamad Aleph. Am Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Avin, Rabbi Yossi, the son of Rabbi Avin, said, Mishu Mater Rechitza, the Shita that's Mater Rechitza, which would be the Shita of the Chacham who disagree with Rav Nosson. Mishu Mater Eser Rechitza Hazois, the one who's Mater and Oval during the Shiva, to wash himself, Oisa Oisa Kach Ushasia. It's permitted because he considers it like eating and drinking, as the Pnei Moshe explains in the top left-hand column. Mishu matres rechitza zois ba'avela shiva. Taime, his reason is mipneishu oisai sokachilushdiya di efshir beloikach. It's not possible for a person to go 7 days without eating and drinking. Vechein hu soiver berechitza lemishu hergubah. A person who's used to washing himself to go 7 days without washing himself is like not eating and drinking, and therefore it is permitted. However, as we saw, the psak is like Rav Nosson that it is usser, but it's only usser. We're saying midrabbanan, because we're saying that the aninus yom rishon, which was negeya to Rav Gamliel, was not a derais, was only a derabbanan. It became part of the 7 days of Avelis. And now the Gemara explains why Rav Gamliel was mekel when he was an itzdenis. Hadad de tamer, that which you say that the chachamim prohibited, according to Rav Nosson, that's berechitza shaltainik. That's when it's washing for pleasure. Aval berechitza she'eni shaltainik, but by an itzdenis who's doing it not for pleasure, but to prevent discomfort and pain, if he would not wash himself, so there it is mutter. The rabbanon, when they made the gzeira of rechitza during shiva, they did not prohibit a rechitza which is not for a pleasure. Ka'adoa de Shmuel Bar Abba, like we find by Shmuel Bar Abba, all by Chatotim, during the Shiva, he had boils all over himself. He had it on his head. Asan Shailan the Rabbi Yassa, they came to ask a Shaila by Rabbi Yassa, Ma'u Diyaschi, is he permitted during Shiva to wash himself to alleviate the pain that he has from the boils? Amar Loin, he told them, Dula Yaschi Ma'isu, if he's not going to wash himself, he's going to die. As the Haredim points out, around 15 lines from the bottom of the Haredim, Divri Amaskal Amar Loin, Pirish Mayas Miloshin Tsar. It doesn't mean actually that he's going to die, but he has great pain. Where do we find that having great pain is expressed as dying? Kemoi Vim Ayin Meisa Noichi. As we find that
Rachel
said, if I don't have children, I'm going to die. V'chein Odo Medaber B'loshin Laz. We find in not only in Lashon HaKadosh, but in other languages as well. Alatzar Lashon Misa, he speaks about pain as death. In English, we have the same thing. I'm dying for thirst. The person's not dying. He's just uncomfortable. He's very thirsty. Or he has a headache. He says, my head is killing me. So these are all expressions of pain that a person is suffering. And that's the way the Haredim learns the Gemara here. And so he brings down that we find it in the Bavli as well, that the heter that we're going to discuss now in the Gemara is not that the person has to die before we permit it, but just if he's in pain, that itself is a reason to be makel. Rabbi Yasser went on to say, in boy, if he's in such pain, then afilu b'Tisha B'Av, even on Tisha B'Av, where Rechitz is usher, he's allowed to wash himself on Tisha B'Av to alleviate suffering. In boy, if he wants, if he has this problem on Yom Kippur, afilu b'Yom Kippurim, where one of the inuyim is not to wash yourself, but if he's suffering from the boils, he's definitely allowed to wash himself because it's not a Rechitz Shel Tainug. So too, during the Shiva, if it's in order to alleviate suffering, he is permitted to wash himself. The Gemara now relates an unresolved incident. Rabbi Yossi b'Rab Chanina, ro oisei toivel. Rabbi Yossi b'Rab Chanina was an oval, and his Talmidim saw that he was toivel himself in cold water, and they didn't know what the basis of the heter was. Im Lekurov Loyadin, we don't know if it's because he was a Balkari and therefore it was permitted during the Shiva because of a mitzvah to be Matar himself, or Im Lahakur Gufoy, or was it just to cool himself off? She'ein Rechitza, Soin Rechitza Loyadin. We don't know if that's the heter because he was only using cold water, not hot water. And the iser to an oval would be hot water, but cold water, Rabbi Yossi b'Rab Chanina felt, is permitted. So we don't know if the heter was because of a mitzvah, or it was because Rabbi Yossi b'Rab Chanina felt that cold water is not part of the iser of rechitza of an oval during Shiva. And this question, the Gemara does not resolve. Now the Gemara discusses two halachas concerning using water on Yom HaKippur. Hayrib Rabbo Kehen Tanya. Rabbo paskind like this brisa. And the Gemara is ambiguous. It doesn't say which brisa. The Haredim tells us, four lines from the bottom, Ein ze mekaymai. This is really not the main source for this halacha. Ela b'perek basra de yuma. Of a perek hamadatainis we find, somebody was walking on Yom Kippur towards his Rebbe. He's allowed to go through a river up to his neck, even though he's washing his body in the river as he goes through the river. Nitanfu raglov, if his feet got dirty, matbilan b'mayim, even on Yom Kippur, because again, it's not a rechitza shel tainug, he's getting rid of the dirt that accumulated on his feet. And the Gemara here is telling us that Rabba paskin like that brisa in both halachas, going to your Rebbe through a river and washing your feet on Yom Kippur to get rid of the dirt. The next halacha that's negated to Yom Kippur, Hayri Rab Acha, Beba Min HaDerech, if somebody came from a journey and he arrived on Yom Kippur, V'hayu Raglav Keos, and his feet are in pain, the Haredim says, Koyavois, they hurt him, V'hayu Raglav Keos Olav, and he has pain from his feet, Shemutter L'Achitza B'Mayim, even though it's Yom Kippur, he's allowed to wash them in Mayim, in water, because again, it's not a Rechitza Shel Tainug, it's to get rid of the pain, because he traveled by foot and he has a lot of pain, he's allowed to use water to alleviate that pain. The Gemara now discusses some of the dinim of Avelis. Tani, we learned in the Braisa, Avel Umenuda, an Avel, or someone who's in excommunication, in Cheirim, Shehoyu Mahalch Mederech, they were walking on the way, and they both have an Isser of Ne'ilas HaSandal. They're not allowed to wear shoes, but if they are walking on the way, let's say from one city to another, and it is difficult to walk without shoes, mutorim b'nilas hasandal, they are permitted to wear shoes. However, when they come to their city, to the destination, then they have to remove their shoes. V'chein b'tisha b'av, the same halacha is on Tisha B'av, where we are all osur b'nilas hasandal, but if a person has to walk from on a journey, he's allowed to wear shoes, but he has to remove it when he comes to his destination. V'chein b'tainus sibber. The Gemara in the Bavli in Tainus tells us that on certain Tainus sibber, there was also an Isser of Nilas HaSandal, just like on Tisha B'Av, and the same halacha would apply. Tani, we learned in the Braisa, another halacha concerning Avelim, B'makom shenoagu lishol Avelim b'shabishoylim. The Gemara in the Bavli and Moed Katan Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis tells us that for Shloishim, during Shloishim, one is usur, is prohibited to greet an Avel, to say Shalom Aleichem to him, because he's not in a state of peace, not in a state of Shalom, since he lost his close relative. However, there is a machlokas whether this applies to Shabbos as well or not. And the Bryce is telling us that in a place where there's no way that one does greet Avelim on Shabbos, Shalom, one can follow that minig and one can give Shalom to the Avelim on Shabbos. Ubedorim, and in the south of Eretz Yisrael, Shalom. We had before that the Bnei Dorim were makel concerning Rechitza during the Avelis. Here's another kula in Avelis that the Bnei Dorim did, that they were Shoyal, they greeted the Avelim on Shabbos. Rav Hoshea Ruba, the great Rav Hoshea, Ozul Chadasser, went to a certain locality, V'chaza Avelia B'shupsa, and he saw that there were people who were in Avelis on Shabbos, V'sholban, and he greeted them. Amar Loin, he said to them, Ani Eini Yodea Minig Mekayim Chum, I don't know what the Minig is in your locale, whether to greet Avelim on Shabbos or not. Ella Shalom Aleichem Kemidig Mekaymenu. In the city where I come from, the minig is that one does greet the Avelim on Shabbos. Therefore, I'm greeting you according to the minig that I am familiar with from my town to say Shalom. Even though in Mesechta Psachim, in Perig Makom Shenogu, we have learned that if a person comes to another city, he is supposed to be machmer like the chumras of the place that he's going to. However, here we learn what a person should do if he's not acquainted with the custom of the city where he is going to. He should say, I am acting according to the minig of my place since I don't know what your minig is. And then he is allowed to follow the minig of the city that he comes from. Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Chalafta, Rabbi Yossi the son of Rabbi Chalafta, Meshabeach b'Rab Meir kumitziporoi. He praised Rabbi Meir in front of the town people in Tzipora. And what did he say about Rabbi Meir to them? Adam Gadol, he's a great man. Adam Kaddish, he's a holy man. Adam Tzanua, he's a modest person. Chadzman, one time, Choma Evilaya Bishupsa Vishalban, Rab Meir saw Avelim on Shabbos, and he greeted them. As we turn to Daf Chavtes on the days, Amrin Lei. So now the townspeople of Tzipori said to Rabbi Yosef Reb Chalafta, Ahein, this is he, the Atmas Nishrachi, that you relate his praise. He's a great man, a holy man, a modest man. He's doing something shaloik halacha. Amar Loin, so Rabbi Yosef Reb Chalafta said to the people, Ma iske, what exactly did he do wrong? What do you think that this great tzaddik did wrong? Amrun lei, so they responded, Chama v'lai b'shub. So he saw Avelim on Shabbos v'shalboin, and he greeted them. Amar Loin, so Rabbi Yosef Reb Chalafta said to them, Bayin atom meidu ma hu chele. Do you want to know what his strength is? Do you want to know the source of what he did, why he did what he did? You know why he did it? Boloi diachem, he wanted to teach you a very important halacha in Hilchas Avelis. She'ein ovel b'Shabbos, that Avelis is not practiced on Shabbos. Everyone agrees that there's no Avelis b'farhesi in public on Shabbos. There is a disagreement, the machloik is whether things that are done in private, whether one should act as an ovel on Shabbos during Shiva. For example, marital relations. Are they permitted because there's no avelus even betzina on Shabbos, or are they prohibited because betzina, not in the public eye, in private, one should be noig avelus? The shita of Rav Meir was that there's no avelus b'Shabbos, not only b'farhesia, but even betzina. When a person does not say shalom to another individual, it's not clear, it's not considered public knowledge why he's not saying hello to him. He may have overlooked it, he may not have seen him, he may have a disagreement with him, but it's not because of avelus, not necessarily because of avelus. So that's considered dvorim shebetzina. So Rav Meir wanted to teach the townspeople of Tzipori that the halacha, that there's no avelus b'Shabbos, is not only b'farhesia there's no avelus, but even dvorim shebetzina are also not noeg on Shabbos, and therefore he went out of his way to greet you, to teach you this halacha. Hadohu d'chsiv, and this is the pshat in a pasuk in Mishlei, in Perik Yud, pasuk Chav Beis, where Shloimeh HaMelech says, Birchis Hashem hita asher, the bracha of Hashem, that will cause a person to be rich. The simple pshat is that a person can only acquire wealth from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. The Gemara here, however, says that it's referring to Shabbos. Zu Birchis Shabbos. This is the bracha of Shabbos which makes a person rich. In what way? There are various pshatim in the Meforshim. Either we see in the pasuk Vayivorech Elokim as Yom Hashvi, Vayikadesh Oisoi, there's a bracha in Shabbos, a special bracha. A person gets a neshama yaseira on Shabbos. They used to get in the midbar two portions of mon for Shabbos. And the Zohar tells us that all brachas during the week that a person acquires comes from the proper performance of his Shabbos. So that's what the first part of the pasuk in Mishlei is speaking about. Birchas Hashem Itasha refers to the bracha of Shabbos. Then the pasuk continues, V'lo Yosef Etzav Imo, and he should not continue Atzvus with the Shabbos, Zu Avelus. The Atzvus, the depression, that refers to the Avelus. There's no Avelus on Shabbos. Kama D'Tema, where do we see that the word Etzav is associated with Avelus? This we see from a pasuk concerning David HaMelech when he lost his son Avshalom in Shmuel Bey's Perek Yutes, pasuk Gimel, where the pasuk states, Netzav HaMelech al Benoi, the king is saddened over the loss of his son Avshalom. And it meant there, of course, that David had lost his son because his son Avshalom had died. So therefore, we see, V'lo Yosef Etzav Ima, means that there should not be any Avelus B'Shabbos, and Rav Meir understood that it's not only B'Farhesia, it's even Dvorim Shebetzina, things of private which have to do with Avelus are also not practiced on Shabbos, and that's what he wanted to teach the people of Tzipori, that one should greet Avelim on Shabbos because of the halacha that there's no Avelus on Shabbos, even Dvorim Shebetzina. Begins the next Mishnah, Halacha Ches. And here the Mishnah is telling us another incident where Rabbi Gamliel seemed to go against a halacha, as we've learned in the previous Mishnayos, where he did that concerning other halachas. Ukishemeis Tavi Avdoi, when his slave Tavi passed away, Kibul Olav Tanchumin, he accepted Nichum Avelim, comforting the Avelim. The minig then was that after the Kfura, the Avelim would stand and the other people who were assembled for the Kfura would pass in front of the Avelim and offer words of comfort to the Avelim by saying, Hamokam Yenachem Eschem Besoch Shar Aveli Tzin Yerushalayim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should comfort you amongst the other mourners of Tzion and Yerushalayim. So he was Mekabel Tanchumen for his Evet Tavi. Amru Loi, so his Talmidim, said to Ram Gamliel, Loi L'maratonu Rabbeinu, didn't you, our Rebbe, teach us She'ein Mekabel Tanchumen Alo Avadim, that Avadim do not deserve this kavod of offering words of comfort to their master? Amar Lahu, so Ram Gamliel answered his Talmidim, Ein Tavi Avdi Kishar Avadim, my slave Tavi was not like other slaves. Kosher Hoya, he was a worthy individual. In fact, the Gemara in Sukkot of Chof Amid Beis and in Yumid of Pei Zayin Amid Aleph tells us that Tavi was a Talmud Chacham, and he faithfully served his master. He was a worthy individual, and he was worthy to have that honor that his master accepted Tanchumen when he passed away. Begins the Gemara, Ha b'nei chayrim acher mekablum tanchumen aleihen. The Gemara is bothered by the fact that the Talmidim asked Ram Gamliel, how could you accept tanchumen on Tavi? He's an Eved. It seems that if Tavi was not an Eved, Ram Gamliel would be able to receive tanchumen for the loss of Tavi. But Tavi wasn't related to him. So had he been a Ben Chayrim, had he not been an Eved, then it's appropriate to receive Tanchumen. We would think that accepting Tanchumen is only on the loss of a relative. So why didn't the Talmidim ask Ram Gamliel, how could you accept Tanchumen for Tavi? He's not related to you. And this is borne out by the words of the Mishnah. Kaini Masnisa. We see this in the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah only says that they asked Ram Gamliel, Ein Mekabelin Tanchumen Alo Avadim. That's what bothered them. He's an Evet. They didn't ask that you're not Mekabel Tanchumen for someone who's not related to you. And now the Gemara is going to prove from an incident that if someone's not related to you, you're not Mekabel Tanchumen for the loss of that person. Tani, we learned in a Braisa, Maisa, there's a story, Shemesa Shevchasish Rabbi Eliezer, that the maidservant of Rabbi Eliezer passed away. V'nichnusu Talmidim l'nachamoy, and his Talmidim came in to offer him words of condolence. V'loy kibel, and he did not accept the Tanchumen. He walked away and didn't allow himself to be comforted by his Talmidim. So, nichnus mipneim l'chatzer. He went in front of them into the chotzer. V'nichnasu achrav. They went after him. They followed him, again trying to give him words of comfort. So then labayis, he entered into the house. V'nichnasu achrav. They followed him. They didn't take the message, the hint, that he doesn't want to accept tanchumen for the maidservant. Amr lahen, finally, Rabbi Eliezer said to his Talmidim, Kimeduma, you see, I thought Sha'atem nichvim, that you would be scalded b'poishrin, with warm water. In other words, if I would give you a slight hint by moving away from you to the chatzer, that you would get the hint that I don't want to accept tanchumen for the shivcha. But what happened was, v'i'atem nichvim afilu b'roishchin, you're not even getting scalded with boiling hot water. In other words, when you saw that I left from the chatzer into the bayis, so that's a stronger hint. That's like boiling hot water that I do not want to accept tanchumen for the loss of the shivcha. And didn't Chazal say, continued Rabbi Eliezer, V'haloi amru, ein mekablum tanchumen ala avadim, one does not accept tanchumen comfort for the loss of an eved, b'nei sha'avadim kebehema, because a slave is considered the property of the master. He's like a behemoth in this regard. And then Rebbe Eliezer said, I'll make another point to prove what my opinion is. Im al b'nei chayrim acherim, emin kabal tanchumin, if you do not receive nichum avelim for the loss of a non-eved who's not related to you, so kol shekhen al avodim, so certainly you don't receive comfort for an eved. And this is the point why the Gemara is bringing this whole story, to show that if a person is not related, there's no inyan of nichum avelim. And then Rabbi Eliezer concluded, Misha meis avdoi oy behemtoi. What happens if somebody loses an eved or a behema? Oymer loy, you want to feel with him, so you say to him, not hamokim yinachem eschem, Hashem should give you comfort, but rather hamokim yimalich asroincha, Hashem should fill your loss. You lost an eved, you lost a behema, Hashem should replenish it. So at this point in the Gemara, we remain with the problem of why didn't the Talmidim ask Rabbi Gamliel perhaps a stronger question? Besides being an Eved, he's not even related to you. And therefore, what's the inyan of receiving Tanchumen for Tavi? So the Gemara doesn't give an open answer to this question, but from the next incident that the Gemara cites, we can understand what the reasoning of the Talmidim was, why they didn't question Rabbi Gamliel about Tavi being a non-relative. Kadamach Rabbi Chiya bar Ada, when Rabbi Chiya bar Ada died, and he was Bar Achse de Bar Kapara, he was the son of the sister of Bar Kapara, so he was Bar Kapara's nephew. Kibul Resh Lakish Ilavi. Resh Lakish accepted words of Nechama on the loss of Rabbi Chiya bar Ada. Why is that? Even though he was not related to Rabbi Chiya bar Ada, so the Gemara explains, the Haver Rabbi, he was the Rebbe of Rabbi Chiya bar Ada. And from here we see, Neima, we will say that Talmidei de Bar Nasha, a Talmud of a person, Chaviv alei kebrei, it can be as precious to a person as his own son. Talmidim are called bonim. Lamadatem es b'neichem, it really goes on the Talmidim, as we find Rashi in Chumash tells us. Shehatalmidim nikru bonim. I once heard from Rabbi Yaakov Weinberg Zitzal that the pshat is that a Rebbe has to have a relationship in order to transmit Torah to his Talmud. He has to have a relationship of an av to a ben. He has to have the love for his Talmud as a father has for a son. And I believe Rav Huttner Zitzal looks at it from a different perspective. A Talmud has to know that what is he receiving from his Rebbe? He's receiving that which a son receives from a father. What does a son receive from a father? He receives life itself. So too, a Talmud who is learning Gemara, Rashi, Tosis, Rishonim, and Achronim should realize that it's not just an intellectual subject matter that he's gaining from his Rebbe, but rather he is gaining, ki heim chayenu v'orech yemenu, he's gaining nothing less than life itself. So Talmidim can be as precious to a person as one's own child is. And therefore, it was appropriate that Resh Lakish should receive Tanchumen on the loss of his Talmud, Rabbi Chiya bar Ada. From this story, we gain an insight into why the Talmidim of Rabbi Gamliel didn't question him that Tavi was not related. Because they understood that Tavi was a very close assistant of Rabbi Gamliel. He was loyal 100% to Rabbi Gamliel. And therefore, it is possible that just like a Talmud can be considered to a Rebbe as precious as a relative, as a son, so too Rabbi Gamliel could have considered his close confidant and assistant, Tavi, to be so close to him like a son. And therefore, it would be appropriate to mourn over him. Their question was, but he's an Eved. And therefore, because he's an Eved, he doesn't deserve that honor of Nichum Avelim, of receiving Tanchumim for the loss of Tavi. On that, Rabbi Gamliel answered that even though he's an Eved, but Kosher Hoya, he was a worthy Eved. He was a Talmud Chacham. Besides being loyal 100% to me during his entire life, but he was also Kosher Hoya. He was a worthy Talmud Chacham. So even though he was an Eved, he did deserve the Kavod. And therefore, Rabbi Gamliel was Mekabel Tanchumen on Tavi Avdoi.